You're listening to Ben Fordham on 2GB. My number's 131873, and I've got three guests in the studio, but let me set this up. They are Bonnie Hindmarsh, Aaron Kalis, and Lana Taylor. And they met while cheering on their husbands in the NRL. But the three of them have decided to get together and start Three Birds Renovations. Their mums, they're great mates. They've ditched their corporate careers to design dream homes. And they're with me in the studio this afternoon. Bonnie Hindmarsh, good afternoon.
Hi, how you going?
All right. Aaron Kalis, hello.
Hello, Ben.
And Lana Taylor, good afternoon.
Good to see you again.
So who is the real renovator here? Who's in charge of this operation?
No one's in charge. There's three bosses here.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You guys are buying houses, renovating houses, selling houses. Tell me about some of the experiences so far, Lana.
Oh, it's been pretty amazing. Our first house was a hoarder's house in Castle Hill, so that was a real experience. You had to sort of hold your nose as you went into the house. Mm. But we flipped that in 6 weeks, and it was a great first experience.
All right, so you purchased the first one for $808,000. You spent $90,000 on the reno. It sold for $1.055 million.
Yeah.
What was it like when you realised, hang on, we've made some money here?
God, I was rocking backwards and forwards, let me tell you. I was a mess. But it was very exciting, and I think it just secured in our minds that we could go and do this again.
Aaron, what are you doing this whole operation? Because you're quiet so far in this interview. I mean, are you doing the hard yakka when the girls are in
it.
There?
Yeah,
do you guys do all the work?
I'm the brains behind the operation.
Or do you hire blokes to actually do the hard yakka?
We hire qualified tradespeople to do all the hard work. Mm-hmm. We project manage, we design. We're growing the business, so we have a great team of tradies who we get on board at each reno. We're stuck with the same guys for most of the different areas.
Or they're stuck with us.
Bonnie, this was a big thing to do. I mean, when you do something like this, you guys are risking a lot here. You've given up corporate careers and you've got families and you're buying these properties. It costs a lot of money and putting a bit of risk into the whole thing. Why have you been so confident, you guys, that this will work? Is the Sydney property market that hot?
Look, I think for myself personally, I came from a family that renovated. So they used to renovate every year, well, pretty much of my life. So I had confidence in what we could do. And I also just thought it was important for myself and my family that I had a little bit more flexibility. And that's what we have now, which is fantastic.
Lana, I'm having a look at house number two, purchased for $975,000, $115,000 on the reno, sold $1.32 million.
Yeah, we were happy. We sold prior to auction with that one.
Thank God. Auction's terrible.
Yeah, Bonnie's very afraid of auctions. Yeah. I say bring it on, but anyway. But look, it just ended up being a beautiful house. And, you know, Bonnie's our designer and she leads the vision of what the house is going to be. And that house ended up in a magazine. So you were really proud of that one.
Aaron, what's the key to a good reno as far as the approach that you guys take to the whole thing? Because you can't go spending too much money on it.
Oh, right? No, we can't. The key is in the planning. So whether it's planning, what trades we hire, the budget, what design concept Bond's going to come up with, if we've put those hard yards into the planning pre-reno, we know we're going to come out a winner on the other end.
Do you guys all fight like they do on The Block and those kind of TV shows? I mean, is it one drama after another?
I wouldn't call it fighting. No.
Aaron and I, Barney a bit. But
I sometimes have to break them up and I seriously think, my God, they go at each other.
Yeah,
but then they say, hey, let's go get some Sanctuary Bao. So it's apparently all okay.
At least you've got footballers for husbands, so you'd understand that kind of behaviour.
Yeah.
What do the boys all make of this? I mentioned it before, but if you've just tuned in, Bonnie Hindmarsh is with us, who's married to Nathan Hindmarsh. How's Nathan going? Is he all good?
Yeah, he's good.
Lana Taylor, married to Jason Taylor. JT's had a challenging time at the West Tigers.
Yeah, no, it is tough. Lucky Three Birds is booming. Our husbands are really supportive. I think they all have chased their dreams and we all supported them. Now it's our turn and they're very supportive and they come in handy when we need to lay some turf.
And Aaron Kalis, married to Nathan Kalis. How's Nathan going?
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Is he helping out?
Well.
Is he getting involved in this?
He's helping, yeah. He was there with me on Sunday with two of our three kids and we were sweeping and cleaning and he pointed out today we've got some trees out the back we've got to clear, so all good.
Well, good on you. Good on the sisters doing it for themselves. And the website is threebirdsrenovations.com. That's not the number three, it's the word three. Threebirdsrenovations.com. Why three birds? I mean, I thought that kind of language, I thought in this politically correct environment, women didn't call themselves birds anymore.
No, look, we're really proud of women in what was predominantly a male-dominated industry, so we wanted our business name to reflect that we were women, but we also didn't want to sound too corny, and then just a bloke actually came up with it, and we just fell in love with it, even though Aaron doesn't like the feathered type of birds with Vinsta. And I think, and you know, one other thing to mention, Ben, is we're really enjoying at the moment that we've just got a YouTube series that's launched on YouTube with our own channel, and that's another hectic part of the schedule.
Hectic. All right, we'll get to the website and check it out. We'll have links from our website, threebirdsrenovations.com. You're listening to Ben Fordham on 2GB.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.